Okay, you're live.
Perfect. So we have, everyone has their agenda that was emailed out in advance. We did have an update that Jen sent out a little bit later this afternoon that we might have some audience members participating. So let's, I apologize. Do you need me to call the meeting to order again now that we're being recorded?
Oh, that's fine. We've got a 5:31. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. So matter of fact, let me take this phone call real quick. Hey, Jody, you there?
Oh. Jonathan, can you promote Joshua to a panelist, please?
I don't know if Jody was calling me to join the meeting or...
Probably was having trouble with the Zoom. Maybe if you want to just text her to maybe try the Zoom link again, maybe, she tried to log in at 5:29 instead of 5:30.
Okay.
And I also gave her the phone number because she sounded like she was just going to call in. So.
Oh, okay.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Jody, just calling you back. We just started our meeting, so I'm going to refrain from answering my cell phone moving forward. Jen said to try the Zoom link again, and there's also a call-in number for the city. All right.
Okay.
All right. So, I don't necessarily want to stall. Will, what are your thoughts? Should we do business from the audience a little bit later?
Yeah. Why don't we just throw that to the end of the agenda, if that's all right with you.
Yeah. Okay. And because I know Jody was the audience that wanted to share this evening. So we'll give her some time to access Zoom. So we'll move on to item 3, agenda additions or corrections. Are there any additions or corrections that the advisory council sees?
Nope.
Okay. And then, Will, are you prepared to give the administrator presentation?
Yes. That's why I'm here is to.
Okay, perfect. Let's have an approval of our minutes from last month's meeting. I'll have a motion to.
Plan, I approve, or I have moved that we approve last month's meeting minutes.
Second.
Perfect. We have a motion and a second. The meeting is being recorded. So if everyone could just unmute. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed or abstain? Okay, from the sound, minutes approved. And Will, I'll go ahead and turn it over to you. And then we'll, after your update, we'll have business from the audience.
Okay, thank you, Chair. And Jen, if while we're talking, if I don't see Jody in the attendees yet, if you are able to reach out to her, that would be great and see if you can work with Jody in the interim.
She just texted me and needed the meeting ID. So I sent it to her and I let her know that we'd let her talk when she gets on and it's time.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay. So just a small item for tonight. Mostly we are in kind of between phases with the Heights plan. The project goals that came in front of this committee at your last meeting were approved by the agency board, with the only changes being they wanted to up the priority of, which one was it? The main traffic calming, balancing traffic calming with business access. There was a whip to increase that in priority level. And then also on the goal concerning pedestrian and bike connectivity, they wanted to make sure that bus transport was added in there as well. They were approved and will be going to the board next meeting for formal adoption, which then closes out phase one. And so they'll also have the, they'll be able to approve the contract amendment to have us initiate phase two building of the three concepts there at their next meeting. That'll be July, be on July 12th. So what I wanted to talk to you today about is providing an Urban Renewal Advisory Committee opinion on whether or not that contract for phase two, which has already been negotiated and scoped as we did for all three phases at the beginning of this, we're just approving it in chunks as we're happy with deliverables. But I wanted to bring to you the concept of approving a parking study addition to phase two. And the reason for that is what we've learned through the stakeholder input piece is that there's broad consensus around safety goals, broad consensus on keeping kind of the Heights feel, that sort of hodgepodge local feel and neighborhood identity that's distinct from the waterfront and the downtown. You know, there's broad consensus on all of these goals, but what's clear is there's a I'd say, it's kind of harsh to say, but like a zero-sum game where some people are going to win and some people are going to lose as far as parking. You know, it's hard to make everybody happy while keeping the amount of parking. So maybe not that, you know, obviously we'll try to balance interests, but there's going to be people who are just unhappy when it comes to the parking if we're going to make other people happy as far as some of the connectivity goals, streetscape improvement goals, you know, lanes and things like that. And so what we thought that when to sort of get us ready to keep us going and be able to make a decision amongst these differences, when we're going to have differences of opinion, we think that the choice for the advisory committee and for the board will be aided when we have more data. So we wanted you to have hard, so it's not just sort of a clashing of opinions that then you're felt like you have to weigh between different stakeholder groups. You'd actually be supplied with real parking study data counts that will help you decide between the different interests and the different alternatives. So MIG, through their subconsultant DKS, has the proposed parking study. A little bit of sticker shock on the dollar amount there. To put it in context, the downtown parking study, which was more comprehensive, but that downtown parking study was over $100,000. So what you have before you is, I believe, a little under $40,000. And since the packet went out, Nathan, our project manager with MIG, has proposed and staff agrees with adding also a parking, like a technical parking evaluation of each one of the three alternatives, which will bring it up to 44,000 total. So we wanted to get Urban Renewal to kind of chew on that question, the dollar amount, and have a recommendation one way or the other when this concept is brought to the Urban Renewal Advisory Board on July 12th as part of that phase two contract adoption, whether or not to also include this or not. We're recommending just a amendment to add this parking study, but it does roughly fit within the contingency of the project. I think Dustin and I just want to keep that contingency for later phases right now.
I'm sorry, Tina, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask Will if he could explain a little bit more what you meant when the city wanted to add these like three technical options or alternatives. What do you mean by that?
Oh, okay. So we've got three phases of the project. Number one is background research and goal setting. And then number two is creating three design concepts. And then number four is really fleshing out and choosing between those three, or choosing combinations of the three into a single preferred concept is, you know, three. So what I was talking about is doing not just a current base, what was in your packet was like a current state parking analysis, but adding on to that a specific analysis, sort of a technical analysis for each one of those three concepts that are going to be produced as a deliverable of the phase two contract.
And what does a technical analysis entail? Like
cost? What's that?
What does it entail? Costs or?
Cost. Yeah. It's just more staff time to count up and analyze what's being taken, added from where, and what the impact will be on the district as far as parking availability.
Okay.
This is Clint. Will, thank you. That was an extremely clear explanation of rationale behind the parking study. I am wholly in favor of it because I think it's going to be the most contentious part of all moving forward up there, like as it was downtown. It was certainly one of the most contentious topics. And it's the least constructive conversation piece in all this, where people put their opinion in, and having a study with concrete data is invaluable in my opinion. It costs less than one parking space in a parking garage for that study. So there's my two cents.
That's an interesting way to put it in perspective. That is, yeah. Less than a parking space.
Yeah, I agree, Clint. I think I know from my conversation with Jody earlier this morning that she had concerns about adding to an existing plan. So I was hoping she could be here to present her concerns. I guess when I read through the agenda, I was kind of surprised it wasn't part of the scope of our initial project, that we weren't already determining an inventory of parking spaces, you know, net loss and gain with the design. If it wasn't part of the initial scope, which it wasn't, it definitely seems like it needs to be a part of it.
Yeah, I agree. My analogy for this is like it's a committee trying to buy a bookshelf for a new house, and having a study tells you you have too small a bookshelf for all your books, just the right size, but it doesn't fit in the house, or big enough for all the books, but it doesn't even fit on the block. But having a outside data source that's qualified to produce data in this way is going to be worth its weight.
And this will take away the subjective emotion or feeling like we're gaining parking spaces or losing, but we would objectively know. Pat, I see you moving up towards your camera. Looks like you're antsy.
Yeah, I am. It's kind of ironic in getting the packet, reading last month's minutes, how detailed and all the information we went through last month. And halfway through it, I started thinking, what are we going to do about parking? Where's the parking study? And then I go a little bit farther and lo and behold, Dustin put that thing together for parking. We definitely have to do something with the parking. And before the meeting started, I was starting to tell Jack, I've driven through the Heights several times here in the last month. I've walked through the Heights, and I am concerned about how many parking spots do we need for employees? How far are they going out into the residential area to park to leave room for customers? I'm sitting here looking at the map that was sent out with this. Is there some way, and I know it's going to take a lot in our budget, but the only way I think we're going to have a net gain is some type of parking structure for, and a parking structure like at the hospital, what they have, and something that we can combine with some residential space underneath, and something like that. And there's a couple of spots on the Heights, in the center of the Heights, that it might work, but it'll take some finagling and it'll take some cost. But I'm definitely in favor of this, spending the $37,000 plus, you said a total of 44, Will. I think we have to, otherwise we're going to have a quagmire and we're going to have a lot of upset people. That's my two cents, if it's worth anything.
Tina, Amanda, do you guys have any thoughts?
Yeah, I do. I agree. I think we definitely need to study the inventory issue of parking. You know, what do we have on the street now? What are options for moving it to a surface lot, you know, around the corner? Or I guess I would like to see us include different parking styles, you know, the angled versus parallel versus, you know, backing into angled, forward into angled. You know, I know that that affects the amount of space you have, you know, per block. I think my base issue, though, kind of echoing what Pat's saying about cost, but on a little bit different take on it, is I guess if we're looking at costs of parking, I think we need to make sure it's including the true cost of parking. It seems like, you know, we've had a lot of discussions about, you know, sidewalks and how expensive ADA ramps are and how expensive crosswalks are and bump outs and all this stuff. And I don't know that we've ever given that same level of scrutiny to what it actually costs for a surface parking spot on the street. You know, what does it cost to pave that and to stripe it and to plow it and to, you know, maintain it? Because we kind of have this, I feel like we kind of have this sense that parking on the street is free. And I know you, Jack and Pat have a running joke about parking years of the Heights, but I mean, you know, parking isn't free. And so as we look at what a surface lot costs or parking, you know, different parking formats, I guess I just really want to employ the, you know, the consulting group to make sure we get that data that reflects the actual cost of what these spots would be to the city.
Okay. Jack, you might get your parking meters after all, Jack.
Amanda, do you have any thoughts on this?
Nothing really that other people haven't said. I think it's definitely a good idea just to have some black and white numbers and something to refer to with facts about how much parking is actually used in the Heights and how much we need and how much we'll have in different scenarios. So I definitely support spending the money and doing the study.
Jack, can I ask Will a question?
For sure.
My question is will part of this be in from May to Belmont with the number of employers that we have, figuring out how many employees they have and what percentage of the employees either ride a bike, walk, or bring a car to work, that'll need space? Is that going to be part of this study?
I don't believe so. I wouldn't, maybe it's part of what MIG was already thinking of doing is with some of the outreach. But I think what this is just taking day counts, night counts, and projecting out. It looks like they reference a they have reference materials, maybe Josh knows from his planning world, but there's some material they reference that they're going to use for standard projections out as far as what the future need will be based on what they can observe the actual counts are of people using it right now.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we have enough for future growth, that we don't hamstring ourselves and think about current need only and not consider the future.
Yeah.
Because all of this that we're doing here will build and improve the Heights, and the Heights will grow. And I just don't want to shortchange ourselves.
I guess Joshua. I do have one question real quick. Sorry.
Yes.
Does this study include the private parking lots that are in the Heights, or is this just studying the street parking?
I thought it included parking. The only residential that it excluded was like single family homes.
Yeah.
That could be awesome.
Okay. Yes. So like the parking lots in the in between 12th and 13th that are, I don't even know who owns a lot of them, but those will be part of the study.
So one thing, Will, that I noticed on page 13 of our agenda, the map for the traffic study, the mm-hmm. boundaries exceed the geographical boundaries of our district.
Mm-hmm.
Should we refine that? I mean, I know that's a small thing, but I think it's probably important that we have consistency in the boundaries of the urban renewal district.
Well, so that is our focus area, but for instance, with traffic, right? Any you drop a pebble, right? And it ripples out. And so we've talked, I remember during contract negotiations that the traffic considerations will exceed the boundaries of our district, even though we're looking at just modifications to the district. We want to know what those sort of dominoes, how that makes things fall outside of the district too. And so I think that's sort of the vein of this too, is we know people are in the neighborhoods to access the district. And so that's why it includes like a block out. If that makes sense.
And that makes sense. And it would also include north and south of there. That was my only concern, just because of the funding mechanism for this. We can anticipate, you know, A, B, C streets feed in to the half, because I think it's just a half a block where our boundary cuts off on those, correct?
Yeah, we catch the parcels that touch. The official district catches the parcels that touch 13th and 12th. So it just okay. goes just a little bit.
So let me, I know our meeting's being recorded, and I don't see that Jody has joined us. And
oh, she
and
has. I see her in the attendees.
Oh, is she good? Mm-hmm. So I'd like Jody to, can we go ahead and table this for a moment? Because I know that she had some concerns specific to this that she discussed with me as far as safety and funding. And then maybe we can come back to make a recommendation one way or the other on this.
Sure. It looks like she was just promoted to be able to speak. So Jody, you should be able to unmute yourself or it looks like you're unmuted. So we should be able to hear you.
Okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry for coming late. I was trying to get home. I didn't hear what you were talking about, but because I saw that there was a cost proposal, I assume for a traffic study, a parking study on the Heights, I assume that you were going to discuss and maybe approve that tonight. And what I wanted to tell you was that, this came about, I walk through here every day. I think you guys know that. And I, one morning, 2 weeks ago, I saw another pedestrian car accident because you can't see at some of these intersections because where people are parked. And so I called Adam, who is Adam Schmidt, who is the public works foreman. That means he is in charge. I'll call him a director for public works maintenance. And in discussions with Adam, this isn't a fact, but it's possible. And it looks like if there's safety issues, the city can make changes at some of these intersections where we have parking stalls that are creating a dangerous intersection where somebody might actually get, I think, killed. You know, I've seen it a whole bunch of times. And so he knows who I am and my experience. We're going to walk it. We set a date to walk it next week. It's going to be Adam Schmidt, Jody Bear, and Robin. I forget Robin's last name, but he's the public works road lead. Will knows all these guys. I'm sorry, I just had a brain. I'm doing too many things. Robin knows our road system better than anyone. Even those of us that walk through it every day and are professionals in this field, Anyway, because he's responsible for maintaining it. So we're going to walk it, and we're going to, we're going to walk from May to Belmont 12th and 13th. And we're just going to look, and we'll probably sketch up some kind of little map and talk amongst ourselves to see if there's something that we can do to, in the short term, very short term, to significantly improve the safety up there. And it's possible that city crews, or even possible that city crews could do this, or maybe what they would typically do if it's any kind of, if there's enough of work, they might hire, you know, someone else to do it. That's a pavement marking, you know, company, a small pavement marking company. But I'm not, we're not talking about big changes, but we're talking about little changes that could improve safety significantly. So, and there's likely ODOT wouldn't actually have to be involved in an approval. So it might be a simple, almost non-bureaucratic thing that could happen. So if there's a decision that you guys are making tonight to spend another $37,000 of urban renewal funds, if it could possibly, I don't know if our walk will end up with changes that we can actually do in the short term, but at bare minimum, what we're doing next week should be coordinated with this consultant group that's working for URAC, for the Urban Renewal District. And if it's possible for the city to actually be able to do some of this, it seems to me, as a resident of the city who's been trying to get changes up there for a long time, that these funds should come from urban renewal and not just the city maintenance budget. Will is the expert on that, not Jody, but I wanted you guys to know that there's something that we're trying to actually do, and that you need to know about it, but like after we do the walk, I don't have any better information for you than that right now. And I'm not telling you what to, kind of decision to make, because it's not my business to do that. But I wanted you guys to know what we're doing. And if anyone has any, I can't give you more like specific data information, but if you have any, if what I've said isn't clear, please ask me a question.
Okay. Jody, I'm glad you made it to the meeting, and I appreciate you sharing. For those that you don't, that might not remember, Jody was a part of URAC for a few years, and she was we all volunteer, but she gave a lot of herself. So that's why I was making a point of having her share her thoughts on this. Jody, I just want to, I wholeheartedly agree with what you're saying about the safety concerns, the intersections, the things that we had talked about earlier. But I want to get clarification from Will. I think these are two distinct different things. I think the parking analysis is specific to the future design, kind of getting an inventory of what we have. But I think at the same time, we should look for opportunities for some maybe immediate fixes that could either slow traffic, to create safe intersections, so nobody does get hurt up in the heights. And so I do appreciate you sharing, Will. I'm gonna turn it over to you to let you elaborate on, maybe catch Jody up with what we talked about with the parking study versus the safety up in the heights.
Oh, sure, yeah. So I think that's great, Jody, that you're contributing your ideas. You know, we've made lots of little tweaks up in the heights. You know, I'm thinking over by Klein and Associates, putting up signs that say, you know, don't have any tall vehicles park here. You know, and I room at one point, I think there was one more parking stall that was obscuring views for people when they were trying to cross. So that got removed. And I know there's been lots of discussion and people wanting on both sides, wanting to keep that parking stall right by the auto parts store that's closest to your business, Clint, because it can help kind of obscure view. So, but you know, taking out a stall always has people on both sides of that, but we're always willing to listen to good ideas and consider anything and take a space out here, add a space there, you know, make something a 10-minute parking, you know, so very happy to entertain all of those sort of ideas. You know, what this parking inventory about is really about counting up the district as a whole, which I think is going to have several hundred, probably, I don't want to guess, but maybe not 1,000, but several hundred parking spaces that we're going to take inventory at different points in the day. So whether or not a parking space here or there gets modified, I don't think will affect this parking count and parking inventory. But I'll certainly keep an eye on this, and I'll connect with Adam and Robin.
Will, do you think it would be possible to have Robin or Adam prepare notes for our next meeting of this walkabout that they're doing with Jody to give their summary of consideration?
I'll connect with them. They're not, you know, they don't, I mean, they're real operational. So I don't think that's something they're going to feel too, it's kind of not the pool they swim in usually. So I can imagine a little uncomfortable with that. You know, I think they're happy to walk with anyone who has an idea or has a concern. You know, we're a small city and our staff are open to anyone.
So
maybe Jody, if you want to advertise that and anyone from the advisory committee that wants to go along, would they be welcome?
I wouldn't be comfortable inviting more people when I just had this discussion with Adam. Okay. And this wasn't supposed to be like a public meeting, mm-hmm. you know, or anything like that. It wasn't I'd have to call, you know, anyway, they're busy people. So I'd have to call them. And Jack talked to me about that today, and I wasn't, it's not my job to invite more people. I feel like it's a privilege that they're listening to me and willing to take their time out of their day to walk it with me. So
yeah.
It's not my just, to do that.
Yeah, I would just say to the committee, I wouldn't put too, you know, this is talking to residents and listening and spending time to walk a district is just something that we would do for anyone who has a concern and wants to take a little bit of time. So I wouldn't say that this is, like I said, there's been multiple points over the last few years that the district has been tweaked minorly in the way the parking's configured. Those are just two examples off the top of my head. I wouldn't say that this is a big seminal sort of event that needs to be incorporated into the larger contract.
And Will, I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt you, but I think, Jody, you're always welcome to come to our next meeting and share items from the audience of what you felt happened during this walkabout. I feel that the ask for the parking study is separate from the safety of the heights and parking spaces. And I'm curious, Will, can you collect every other urban renewal plan, waterfront, and downtown, we've had parking studies done, correct?
Oh, I mean, the waterfront overlay was a little bit before my time, but I know that was a pretty in-depth, comprehensive look. So I assume that it was.
Okay.
Ever since I've been here, yes.
Mm-hmm. So your ask tonight is for us to make a recommendation to the agency to accept this quoted parking analysis or addition or addendum, you said?
Yeah, just your take on whether or not this should be part of the phase two contract execution.
Okay. And Jody, we had quite a bit of conversation before you came into the meeting, so I'm not doing this abruptly, but is there any other conversation needed for this, or would somebody like to entertain a motion or suggest that we table this?
Can I just say something really fast?
Yes.
regarding what Jody's talking about. And I was just thinking maybe that, you know, I feel like what Jody and the city people are doing and the parking study are two different things, but that if there's good findings or like, you know, I think it'd be great if something short-term happened, but if there's something that we could take from that walk, I hope maybe Jody would share it with us. And that could be like incorporated into future parking design plans, maybe. Does that make sense? Like if they're walking and they're like, oh, let's, even if we change this now, let's not change it back when we redesign, or maybe this is a change for the redesign. I don't know if that makes sense, but maybe it's just something we can take into the future planning.
I think at most, probably the most that has come out of like a something like this has been a sign, a new sign, and probably more, you know, more likely some taking up some paint or putting down some paint. So really a insignificant amount of budget and permanent alteration to the district.
I guess what I'm saying is like, if we take away a parking place right now because of this and we like make paint it yellow, that, you know, sounds like that could happen coming from this walk. Let's maybe like not change it back to parking in our design, or like, I don't know. Am I not being clear? Like take the notes and bring them with us to the designing and not just like, I don't
know. It makes sense to me, Amanda. I understand you. I think
something happens, don't change it back.
Yeah.
I think all this sounds great. And the more information, whether it's anecdotal or objective study from tools that, you know, road designers use and counts, the more data, the better. The more tools we have, the better we can make a good decision. And I have tons and tons and tons of anecdotal data myself in my own shoes, walking across the street and riding my bike down the road there. But objective data is going to beat my anecdotal experience every time when it comes to having the base to make an informed decision on that affects everybody. So I super appreciate Jody's efforts to go out and walk with the city works guys. You know, I've called ODOT and had them come out and talk to me at the bakery, and it's hard to get any any sense of productivity there, but it's still worth doing. So if we need a motion, I'm ready to make one that we wholeheartedly adopt a parking study and that we shop for it as well, and identify the things that are important to us in the study that they're going to measure and have key points that we want them to bring to us. So it's not just a generic study, but it's a very pointed study for what we want to get out of it.
Okay. You know, that. So I think, Will, do you feel comfortable with the MIG's proposal for the study?
Yeah, but I'll take that into account. In fact, you know, we still have between now and July 12th to tweak this scope if we want. So if there's some specific things, like I heard Pat's suggestion about maybe discussing the needs directly with the businesses, I'll bounce that off them. Clint, if you have some other specific things in mind when you made that motion around objectives that you want to achieve, I'd be happy to discuss that with them as well when we put together the final scope.
Yeah, great.
Okay. And with the traffic study we did earlier, are we going to be able to extrapolate like school time parking versus summertime parking?
So this is only for, this is only doing summer right now, assuming that summer is peak. Or else we'd have to wait till school, and hopefully we'll be really far along in this by the time school starts up again in September. Hopefully we'll be be very close to having a single preferred concept.
Okay. Joshua, it looked like you had something.
Yeah, quick question. Does the city have a traffic safety committee or a set traffic safety meeting? No.
No, we don't.
Okay.
I think we're it.
Yeah. Well, because I understand the concerns and the safety concerns, you know, I work for the city of the Dalles. We have a traffic safety committee where these types of concerns come in front of a committee.
and it's made up of, you know, multiple people from departments and community members and things like that. I don't know if urban renewal money should be going towards necessarily traffic concerns coming directly from a walk around. Personally, I mean, I understand the concerns, and I, like, you know, Clint was saying, I mean, I'm all for this study. I think spending the money, you look at engineers, I mean, I don't think it's an extremely expensive thing that we're agreeing on either. And just having the actual data in front of us, a little shocked, like Jack was saying, that wasn't included in the first phase, because it seems we were talking about possibly reducing parking spaces. It seems the entire time I can remember, possibly reducing lanes of travel, bump outs, things like that. I mean, it almost like a loss of parking was an element to all of that from the beginning. But yeah, I'm all for moving forward with it. And there's no other discussion. I'll suggest the motion.
Okay. So Josh or Clint, if one of you want to make a motion to, will we help with the language for this?
I think Clint, we can go with Clint's if you want. Did Clint?
Should I try to restate that in 1,000 or less words?
Yeah, and if you want to be specific about points, that would be points that you want considered or included, or
I'm stuck on the language. Yeah, I move that we adopt modify our. Sorry, my language is failing me right now. I'm tired. We adopt the traffic study as suggested by Will, as offered by MIG.
Sure.
Do we want to go with the language that's in the packet that was provided?
Oh, did Dustin provide us with some good language?
Yes, he did.
It probably, so I think it sums up what you're saying, Clint, too. I mean,
good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll just go for it. I move to approve an amendment including a parking analysis in phase two as presented.
Okay. We have a motion by Joshua, second by Clint. Everybody on mute. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstain? Okay. And that's, Jody, I know you were not too long ago, you were part of your rec. This is a recommendation for the agency to accept this. We don't actually make the decision.
Chair Trumbull, do you mind if I share my screen real quick and just illustrate one of the examples I was given before about kind of how parking changes and incrementally in the Heights over time?
Yes.
So this was what I was talking about is in response to some complaints, there actually used to be a parking space right here. And just someone brought up to the city, you know, I don't know if it was an Adam or a Robin, and everyone kind of agreed in consensus, yeah, of course, that's blocking some sight lines, let's just take it out. And I think there's also some signage here around, you know, don't park a Sprinter van because this is needed for sight lines. So we don't have a traffic committee, and we don't have like a big set list of, you know, how we make these decisions, but we're willing to, no one has an inside track to the city. Anyone can propose a good idea and it will be thoughtfully considered. And if it's kind of a no duh kind of a thing, you know, it's not a big deal to make common sense things happen in an incremental way around parking and signage and things around town.
And to pair it,
there's one of those signs in front of Pin Speed Coffee, and I was pulling out of Belmont the other day, and there's like a no Sprinter van, whatever, and there was a giant school bus, and behind that was a Sprinter van. I'm like, oh, these signs are really effective, yay. Just throwing that out there.
To parrot what Amanda was saying earlier, I think any of these little changes that the community at large brings to the city, if there's things that we glean through this process, it's definitely things we're going to implement and suggest to MIG with the design process for the future. So I think we're good there. Is there anything else that you have, Will, as administrator?
Well, if you wouldn't mind indulging me on just some larger talk around direction of urban renewal, just while I'm here with you all. Building on to where we ended off with budget committee, you know, we talked about what is the future of urban renewal going to be in the city. And just wanted to telegraph, you know, we'll probably pick up that conversation maybe somewhere in the summer. But just wanted to get your minds churning on, you know, with Columbia Cascade coming to the end of its life here, if there's an opportunity on the west side of the city or to, you know, add to the waterfront district. Just want you thinking about what process you want to see, what sort of involvement you want to see, how has that worked well in the past for those people who are here during the creation of the Heights District. No specific ask of this committee right now, no assignment, and we're definitely going to be bringing more information and recommendations on process and things like that. But just wanted to plant the seed in all of your minds about from the advisory committee side of things, what just start you dreaming pretty much.
Okay. Is there with the downtown project? I think we're sitting on some funds. Are those just going to be given back to the tax districts, or is there something brewing?
Yeah, parking structure. So what's in the adopted budget for Columbia Cascade is doing a sort of a business plan for a parking structure to see if we want to do that. Wayfinding signage for the downtown, kind of stylized district signage to help people move more effectively, circulate more effectively. Repainting historic light poles and replacing or adding to the downtown parking payment kiosks. So getting rid of those coin only and going to the kiosk, which has coin, card, pay with mobile app options. So that's what all is budgeted. And obviously parking structure is going to be a huge thing as well to sort of prime in your minds too, how you want to go about evaluating that. I know all it is in the budget and in the budget message and an idea to start on all that. And my intention is to start in July, really formulating. And so this is just ultra heads up to get ready for that discussion this summer, starting that discussion this summer.
Okay. Thank you, Will.
Thanks.
If there's nothing else, Will, I'll go ahead and move to item six, items from members.
Well, I just have one item.
Yes, Tina.
And that is that I am finished on the Planning Commission as of July 1, which means this is my last URAC meeting as a member, because my role was the Planning Commission representative. So I will probably still be keeping track of all this urban renewal stuff and, you know, joining in as a citizen, but I won't be on these Zoom calls anymore with you guys. So it's been a pleasure to work with all of you, and I kind of look forward to seeing how all this takes shape.
Thanks.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Tina.
No more Planning Commission either?
No more Planning Commission. All my meetings. I don't know what I'm going to do with my evenings.
Will, is Tina's position an appointed position from the Planning Commission?
It is. They decide who they want to represent them. So the Planning Commission will need to choose a new representative.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Tina, thank you for your time. I know this is extra, and we appreciate having had you here.
No, it's been valuable. Really interesting project going on up here. So it'll be fun to see it kind of get some momentum and get moving. So good luck to all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tina.
Any other items from the members? Okay, and I know we didn't have a MIG presentation tonight, which is usually kind of the meat of our potatoes. So our meeting is not as long as it has been in the past. I guess if there's nothing else, when is our next meeting?
Next meeting is going to be July. Well, you know, it would normally be on July 15th. I think we've discussed, and this would be good to put on your radars, moving it to the 22nd, so that because the contract amendment will be approved by the board, if they approve it, will be approved by the board on the 12th. And then that only gives 3 days until you meet again. So we could probably have a meatier meeting if there's a little bit of time between that phase two contract being approved, and then we can get moving on phase two and have some real work for the advisory committee if we push it back a week to the 22nd, if that works for everyone.
Do we want to go ahead and push it back based on this conversation right now, or do you need to talk to Dustin? And
oh no, I'm sure that's going to work. That's what works best.
Okay, let's plan on pushing our July 15th meeting back 1 week to the 22nd. And if there's nothing else from the members, I'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
Thanks, Jack.
All right, meeting adjourned.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
See you all.
Buddy, have a good evening.
Night. Bye, Tina.
Night.